This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Are you okay? DZ, are you okay?
Yeah, I'm great.
Are you sure?
Yep.
DZ, I've been there. Uh-huh. Parenting with littles is hell. Are you sure you're okay?
This is great. I'm surviving.
Dude. Your parents get it, okay? Non-parents don't, but we don't care. All right, hold on. Let's get into Am I the Jerk?
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Well, I should have known we were going to get a rummage sale, Am I the Jerk, DZ. It was only a matter of time.
Man, I'm trying to slide on the first rummage sale I see. I keep seeing the signs. Next one I actually see, I'm stopping it.
Honestly, it is rummage sale season in Wisconsin, and we take it very seriously. So this guy wrote in, he wants to be Lazy Harry from Slinger. That's his name, but he's not from Slinger.
That's a mouthful.
He's actually somebody who calls in. He says, name me Lazy Harry from Slinger. Okay, fine. You got it.
All right, Lazy Harry.
Here's what he said. He said, hi, Allie and DZ. Am I the jerk for not helping with my fiance's rummage sale? Oh, say more. He said, to me, rummages are a waste of time.
Okay.
He's already triggering. You're right. Never mind. Let's move on to the next submission.
Okay, so you're the problem. Break up with him. Yep.
Bye. Jerk next. No, he says, to me, rummage sales are a waste of time. I would rather donate stuff than to take time to try and make a few pennies. My fiance loves rummages, and I've asked her why, and she says she enjoys them as her hobby. Fine. I have nothing against her having a rummage sale if that's what she wants. I told her I didn't want to help at all since it is her hobby and I knew I would not want to wake up early and help, and she said she was fine without me helping. It came to the day of the rummage and she asked for my help to arrange a few things that she very easily could do herself, and I said
could
no.
Could you grab this table?
I said no. She got mad at me. Am I the jerk for not helping with my fiance's rummage sale even though I said I did not want to help going in? This is blank from blank, but on the radio, I'm Lazy Harry from Slinger. LOL. So he wrote in, and that's what his name is. Lazy Harry from Slinger. That's
all right.
Is he the jerk? He told her. Here's the thing. He told her I'm not helping, and he let her know that he was out. So I feel like, you know, if you let them know ahead of time you're not helping, even if you're, but you're sitting there available and you have nothing going on, you don't have any kids apparently, then I would say, oh God, just help her. Bah. He set the boundary. You know what? Screw it. He set the boundaries.
Are you already coming to hang out though? Because think about it. He did stand 10
not
toes.
The jerk.
He was like, oh, that's your hobby?
You know
I've
what?
Never considered rummage sales as a hobby, but that's cool, I guess.
Listen, I'm going to say not the jerk because he stuck with his boundaries. And I think that's the most important here is he set a boundary. And then because think about it, if it was reversed, I'd be like, she set the boundary. She's not helping. So screw it. He's not helping. He set the boundary before you even went into this thing.
I mean, it's not like she asked you to plan it out, though. She asked you to set up a couple things, right? And for all you know, she just wanted to include you so that you may be helped out because she does view this as a hobby, right?
Yeah.
And you're supposed to take your partner's endeavors on as your own, apparently, right?
Well, Becca from Maguanago said, the real jerk is DZ's daycare provider for being closed. Steph,
yay wrong.
Steph said, absolutely the jerk. All right.
Okay. Sure.
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
So he wants to know if he's the jerk because he told his fiance he hates rummage sales and he's not helping with it. So don't ask him. And then what did she do? She asked him on the day of the rummage and he said, I told you I wasn't helping. So he did not help her. Okay. So let's go right to the phones this morning. We haven't heard from him in a minute. I don't know where he's been, but he's got his own theme song from calling 5 days in a row. So welcome to the show, David in East Troy. David, as DZ says, David, How you doing?
That's right. And I don't have Connor. And I don't have Connor.
Well, that's so okay. Well, DZ's got two kids to make up for, so it's fine.
Trust
okay?
me. We don't need any more kids, all right? We're good today.
David, jerk or not the jerk when he didn't help her with the fiance with the rummage sale?
Oh, I'm going not the jerk. The boundary was set. She agreed to it. And she can't... You kind of can't get mad.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. So you're with me on this. Boundary was set, and that's it. Not the jerk. Okay. Well, I got news for you. Nobody else agrees with you, apparently. Get ready, David. I got to go to the other callers. You're going to die when you hear these ones. All right, David, we love you. Have a great Memorial Day weekend. Bye.
Great to hear from you, man. Much love.
I want to pull up our next caller. I got to pull him up. Mike, he's in Milwaukee. Let me pull him up right now. Mike says not only does he disagree, he's got marriage advice for this guy.
Oh, this is all-encompassing, are you? Morning, Mike. What's
Hi,
up?
Hi, Mike.
Morning, morning. Glad to be on. Hey, I think he's the jerk. I hesitate to call him that. I think he just doesn't know. Mm. But as he's getting ready to get married, he's got to realize when she says, I'm doing a rub and shale, she means we are doing a rum and shale.
Oh, that's the marriage advice.
Or if I'm doing anything, she means we're doing this. So I think he wants a, if he wants a long, happy marriage, get used to it and just say, yes, dear, I'm on board.
DZ, thoughts?
Do you hear me disagreeing with this man whatsoever?
Yes.
I mean, I'm like...
We're having a rummage sale. Though. Good to know.
We're having a rummage sale. Yes, the I we. Is a definite we. Yeah.
And when he proposed, that's when he made that decision, is what you're telling me, Mike.
Yeah. Ding, 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 ding.
Good marriage advice. Mike, I love it. He says jerk. Thank you, Mike. Have a good day.
Yeah, you too. Bye.
Bye. All right. Well, so that splits it down the middle, and I love it that it's two dudes, right? One said, jerk. She set the boundary. One says, not the jerk. She set the boundary. One says jerk.
Hear me out. I know we're not here to like discuss these people's lives, but what's stopping this man? What jaded him about like against having yard sales?
Doesn't matter.
I'm about ready to
just put a
yard sale sign in my yard and let people walk around my lawn and tell me what they want for the stuff in my yard. I don't even want to like put it out or put a price tag on it. What you want, $5 for it? Yeah, I get $5 for that trampoline. Sounds
good.
Take it, DZ.
It's his thing. He doesn't like him, and he doesn't want anything to do with him. He'd rather donate, which you can't hate him for that. And he's like, I don't. Rummage sales are work, and if you don't agree with me on that, you're full of it. They're work. You have to get it.
This is a weird hill, bro. This is a weird hill with your partner.
It only feels good because somebody hands you money. It doesn't mean it's worth your time. It just means you get money at the end of the day, and you feel like you did something.
What else are you doing on a random Friday, Saturday, or Sunday
going
on
out?
A nice weekend?
Living your
life?
Sure,
you could, bro, you could day drink while you collect some dollars. Give me 50 cents for the random bag of trash that I got sitting in my garage. Gladly sell it to you when I'm not doing nothing with my day. That's one less thing I got to haul to Goodwill.
Well, Kaylee's in Watertown. Hey, Kaylee.
Morning.
Hello. All right, you're the tiebreaker today. What do you think?
All right, I agree. It was hard for me to say this too, but I'm saying jerk.
Oh, come on.
Hear me out.
You guys are out of your minds. Yes, go on.
Hear me out. Okay. I respect the laying the boundaries thing out, and so that's what I hesitated about. However, like the guy before me said, you're about to get married, and she's asking you. I'm not saying it's a test, but like... If you're laying it as a boundary and it's something that it's a hobby of your soon-to-be wife, just, like, please her and be like, okay, I'll help you move on.
I love it how it's all about the woman, which I normally would agree with, but man, there is no partnership. It's you do what she wants. You guys are out of your minds, man.
If the tables were twisted and it was the woman laying the boundary and the man still crossed it, I'm sure it would be different.
That's what I'm saying. Like, he set the boundary. So, he said, I'm not helping. Move on. Like, get your own help, lady.
I will say rummage sales are a pain in the butt. I donate all my stuff. I've tried rummage sales. And I never made enough. I have four daughters. There's a lot of stuff that I just bag it all and to the thrift store it goes.
It's a lot, yeah.
There's no difference. I'd rather get my coins back for the dollars or hundreds that I spend on my items than donate and take a full loss on everything. If you look at it that way, rather get something back. And then you interact with people in your community. That's the way I think about it. It's the camaraderie and the interaction. It's going around and going, oh, wow, I'm nosy and want to see what you own.
I'm always down to help out for a rummage sale. I don't like to personally have one, but...
I want to be the one who gives you my stuff because you're doing the block one, and I just hand it to you, and you hand me the money at the end. I'm not doing it. No, thank you. All right. Kaylee.
Allie, I got time on my hands soon. What's up? I'm trying to do
time.
A block
sale. You can't even do the show right now. What are you talking about? You're out of your mind. DZ, just be quiet. Okay, bye, Kaylee. This guy, you're delusional sometimes. I'm going to have a rummage sale. No, you're not. You're
day
out of
after
your
knee
mind.
Surgery. What do you mean?
Get the hell out of here. You're crazy. You know that?
I'm just going to be sitting around.
I'll just have a rummage sale. What the hell?
Forget I you, can't DZ. Walk anyway. Just post me up in a corner.
All right. It ends up with, I can't believe it ends up being Jerk for not helping
it's
her with
jerk.
The, come on, you guys. Get out of here.
I kind
of
knew it was going this way, but I.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I felt like there was going to be more defense for the not the jerk, standing 10 toes and you know, standing his ground, but nope.
Jessica in Bayview said, he's the jerk. You're getting married. You're setting a precedent. And as her husband, you need to lead. Oh, miss me with that old school nonsense. She can't lead ever. Oh, geez. DZ, you love
lead.
That. She could definitely lead.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.